こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。先週もお伝えした通り、バイリンガルニュース .jp でバイリンガルニュース BN メンバーシップというものを始めました。イエイ。なので皆さん、サイトからぜひチェックしてみてください。今ならオリジナルグッズもゲットできます。
Thank you to everyone that's signed up so far。
ね、すでにサインアップしてくださった方々本当にありがとうございます。オリジナルグッズの写真もね、こうやって使っていますっていう風に送ってくださって、
right. oh, that...
あの実は皆さん尻尾が動かせるのでちょっとやってみてください。そうピーンってなっちゃってるから。1個目、現代の鳥の 99% が可動式のくちばしを持っており、過去150年以上の間、これは恐竜が絶滅した後、現代の鳥になってから進化したものだと思われてきましたが、ケンブリッジ大学とマーストリヒト自然史博物館の研究で、今から6670万年前、恐竜時代末期に可動式のくちばしを持つ鳥がすでに存在していたことが明らかになりました。この発見により進化の順番が逆転し、可動式がすでに定着した後にダチョウやエミューなどの非可動式のくちばしが発生したことになります。今回の研究では、歯がある鳥として最後の種の一つであったジャナヴィス・フィナリデンスという新種の大型古代鳥類に注目し、 CT スキャンを使って口蓋の骨を特定し、その配列から現代の鳥とほとんど区別がつかない可動式のくちばしを持っていたことを明らかにしました。
While it had been thought for the last 150 years that the mobile beak present in 99% of modern birds was a recent evolutionary feature, researchers from the University of Cambridge and the Naturhistorisch Museum Maastricht have found that it had actually emerged 66.7 million years ago, near the end of the age of the dinosaurs. The discovery suggests that they evolved in the reverse order of what we thought, and that immobile beaks actually developed after mobile beaks. The study focuses on Janavis finalidens, one of the last species of toothed giant bird, and use CT scans to identify bones in the palate, which prove that it is a mobile beak like modern birds.
そう、これめっちゃ面白くて、可動式の顎、くちばしっていうのは真顎類っていうらしいんだけど、その口蓋部分に関節があるんだよね。なので、まあスズメとかカラスとか思い浮かべると分かりやすいけど、頭蓋骨とは別に上くちばしだけを動かすことができる、なのでより柔軟に器用に動かせる、毛づくろいとか食べ物を取るとかで、ほとんどの鳥がこれなんだよね。ただダチョウとかエミューとか、まあ、キーウィとかは人間みたいにこう口蓋骨が融合して固まってる、その上だけを動かすことはできない古蓋類っていうのかな、だから名前からしてもその、ね、新しい新顎類、古顎類みたいな、
right.
もう進化の順番がこうであろう、古い、こっちが古いんだろうっていうふうに、まあ、仮説から来てるネーミングなわけだけど、鳥類の祖先である獣脚類恐竜っていうのは古顎類だったんだよね、もう頭蓋骨とその上顎がもう一体化してというか融合して固定されている、
right.
なのでこっちから新しいのが進化したんだろうっていうふうに考えられてた。ずっとそう思われてて、もうそれが常識みたいな。で、口蓋の骨って壊れやすいから、その化石であんまり残ってないんだって。だから、その今までこれは常識っていうよりは仮説に過ぎなかったんだけど、それをテストする方法がなかったらしいんだよね。ちょっとすごい意外なんだけど、なのでダチョウとかエミューの方が原始的で昔から変わってないんだなと、他の鳥はみんな進化してこうなったんだ、より器用になったんだって思ってたのに、今回の骨を見たら、あれ、ダチョウとかエミューむしろ全く似てない、他の進化類の鳥と同じじゃんってなっちゃったみたいな。
How sure are we about this finding? Like,because it made sense to me, It made more sense to me before.
いやいや、そう、だから150年間ずっとそう思われてたし、その古代の鳥がいて、その後現代の鳥が出てきて、そこからどっかの時点で可動式になったって思ってたら、まあ今回の古代の鳥の時点で可動式だったどころか、もうその時点で今の鳥と同じような形にも進化し終わってたわけだよね。だから結構、とんでもないというか、どういうことって感じなんだけど。
So the top beak actually moves in modern birds? And how does it move?
こういう感じじゃない。だからその、
I don't understand.
頭ごと、でもさ、例えばインコとかさ、なんていうの、こう、何アクション
No one can see your インコのマネ
こうだからピーチクパーチクできるってことじゃん。
Yeah、
うん、だからあの
I haven't really noticed.
ラプターとか見るとさ、ジュラシックパークとかのラプターとかを思い出すと、もう全部鼻の先までつながってて、
right. like、
そこだけを動かすことはできない。そうそうそう、人間もそうだけど。
Can you imagine if we had a mobile beak or a mobile mouth?
人間だったらどうなんだろうね。どうなっちゃうかね、わかんない。ちょっと想像できないよね。便利でもなさそうというか、よくわかんないけど。
What's the point of the mobile beak? Just more dexterity for getting worms and stuff, maybe?
うん、もっと。まあ器用に動かせるって書いてあった。その毛づくろいとかにも便利だし、まあでもそうだよね、先っぽだけをちょちょちょちょって動かすのとさ、こう頭ごと行かなきゃいけないのと違いそうじゃない、mm. かなり。
If T-Rex had a mobile beak, that would be terrifying, right? I guess sharks kind of have a mobile top jaw, don't they?
Sharks?
Doesn't
shark なんてもうまさに一体化してるじゃん。
Is it? I thought the top teeth can also move down. It doesn't move as much as the bottom, but it moves.
It moves, but then it moves with its head, like their eyes and stuff, right?
But when they chomp, don't you see like the jawline, like the gum line comes out?It's not like the lips are moving up, right?
Right, right. Like Alien.
That's a good example. Like Alien、yeah. has the mobile
right.
beak.
そうだね。
Jaw, right?
あの、うん、そうね。あの映画のね、Alien はもう口の中に口があるから、あれは可動式だね、完全に。
It's an interesting design choice for that monster, the mobile beak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or jaw.
うん。しかもね、今回のこの鍵となった化石が実は1990年代にも発見されてて、2002年に分析されたやつだったんだけど、なんか真っ白な岩にこう囲まれちゃってて、ちょっと飛び出てる部分しか見えないみたいな、うん、だからその当時はもうほとんど見えないし、なんか大した化石でもないなっつって倉庫に戻されちゃってたんだって。でそれを引っ張り出してきてCT スキャンできるようになってるから今は。で見たら、あれこれ昔ここ肩だって、飛び出た骨が肩だって言われたけど、これ肩じゃなくねみたいになって、頭蓋骨じゃないみたいな、
うん、
なんか研究室に置いてある七面鳥の頭蓋骨と一緒の形じゃんみたいな、絶対肩じゃないっしょってなって CT スキャンしたら、ああみたいな口蓋の骨が保存されてるみたいな、しかも可動式、そういうこうびっくりストーリー。
I wonder what 恐竜くん thinks about this finding
ね。一応そのこれはまあ確かに進化の、ね、順番が逆だったってなるとすごい発見なんだけど、ただこれによって鳥のなんかそのマップというかさ、進化ヒストリーみたいなのを全部書き換えなきゃいけないみたいな、そういう話ではありませんって書いてあった。
Some of it?
Maybe ね、このインプリケーションズをね、専門家の人がどう思ってるのかちょっと気になるよね。
It's weird to just find this one, you know, this one artifact and it proves something significant.
Yeah.
It changes the context for all this other information. So,
楽しいよね。こういうのがあるから。でこういう話になると大体さっきみたいにこうストーリーがついてくるわけ。なんでこうなったかみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
そういうのとかを見たりインタビュー見たりしてると
What does this bird look like? Janavis
Janavis finalidens ちゃんわかんない
Well it says it had teeth でもなんか You know it has like
Yeah it looks like カモメみたいな感じなんか、hmm. 海鳥って感じの見た目
Can you see the teeth?
あのその骨を見ただけでは全然わかんないからそのイメージ画みたいのが作ってあって多分リリース用にそれを見ると、まあ、歯はそんなに強調されて書いてないけどまあ魚みたいな感じでチチチチチチチって歯が生えててもう見た目はそうねカモメだね
Okay, so smaller teeth than humans
うん魚の歯みたい
Remember that the first version of the Sonic movie
yeah.
character that had teeth.
Yeah. あれは結構人間の歯みたいな感じだったんだよね、確か。
Yeah, he's like a smoker.
キモいみたい。キモいみたいな。次。現在まで内臓脂肪の組織を局所的に治療する方法はなく、皮下脂肪の治療も脂肪吸引など体への負担が大きいものしかありませんが、コロンビア大学工学部応用科学部の研究で局所的に脂肪を狙う方法が開発されました。チームはまず脂肪組織には脂肪細胞を保持するためにマイナスに帯電した細胞外マトリックスが大量に存在することを突き止め、このネットワークが静電荷を帯びた分子のための一種の高速道路になっているのではないかと考えました。そこで静電荷を帯びたカオチン製ナノマテリアル PG3 をマウスに注射すると組織全体に素早く広がり局所的に左右されさせられることが分かりました。その際チームが全く想定していなかった驚きの効果が見られ、 PG3 が脂肪細胞の脂質蓄積を抑制しマウスの体重が減少しました。
While previously there was no way to locally treat visceral fat tissue and treatments for subcutaneous fat such as liposuction have come with significant physical drawbacksResearchers from the Engineering and Applied Science Department at Columbia University have developed a new method for targeting fat locally. The researchers discovered that fat tissue contains a negatively charged extracellular matrix that holds the fat cells, and wondered if this network could be like a high-speed road for positively charged molecules. They then injected a positively charged cationic nanomaterial called PG3,into mice and found that it quickly spread throughout the fat tissue and could be activated locally. During the process, they were surprised to find that PG3 also suppressed lipid accumulation in the fat cells, causing the mice to lose weight.
ミラクルすぎない？要はそのお腹の脂肪だけ痩せたいなとかそういうのが今はできないわけだよね。まあやるとするならば。ライポサクション脂肪吸引とかそれしかないけど、まあかなりインベーシブであるから、まあ、局所的にここの脂肪をターゲットにするみたいなのができないかなと思ってやってたら、局所的に左右できた、しかも脂肪が減ってるみたいな、なんか一石二鳥びっくりみたいな、うん、PG3 があると脂肪細胞が破壊されるわけじゃなくてリモデルする、だから脂肪細胞が脂肪細胞であり続けるんだけど成長することができない、だから肥大化した脂肪細胞の不健康な脂質の蓄積を抑制することができる、だからつまり今後ボトックスみたいな感じで特定のその脂肪の層に 皮下脂肪層に局所的に注入することができる。
Is this something that we need? This, the locality of treating? I don't know if treat is the right word, but removing fat tissue?
あの、まあ、痩せたいみたいなことっていうよりは、薬物とか遺伝子治療を特定の脂肪層に、まあ、局所的に送ることができる。
うん。
とか、その、なんだっけ、チアゾリジン系薬剤、その強力な脂肪調節作用を持ち、2型糖尿病の治療に使用されているが、心不全との関連が指摘されて、数カ国で使用が禁止されている。だからその糖尿病に効くんだけど全身に効いちゃうと困る、それ副作用が強いみたいなやつを局所的に使うことができるようになるかもしれな い, みたいな、
うん、
だから脂肪細胞を破壊することなく安全に好きな場所で脂肪を縮小させることができる。未来感。
are there any downsides to this? I mean, this is totally safe or...
という感じに書いてあってよ、もう安全ですっていう。
What is this nanomaterial? I don't like.
そう、私も全然わかんない。詳しくないから、カオチン製ナノマテ、カオチンがまず何って感じだから、詳しい人ね、聞いてる人いたら、何言ってんだこいつらって思うかもしれないけど、そうわかんないんですそれは。ただ安全だっていうのは書いてあった。
うん。Would you do it?
Yeah. あ、部分痩せ。まあ、yeah. 今は別にそんなあれだけど、でも確かにね、下っ腹とか、あ、ちょっと太ってきちゃったな顔がと思ったら、そこだけさチュッとやったらシュッと痩せるとかだったら確かにありがたいよね。
It could be uneven though, right?
食べ過ぎちゃったけど、まあいいか。
Couldn't it end up being unevenBecause it's local. Well, then you
inject it in some other places too, right? だからお尻とか胸は痩せたくないけどお腹だけ痩せたいとかさ、そういう。
Right, that's what a lot of people say.
そういうのがさ、ずっとやりたいわけでしょ、みんな。Right. だから。
Would you do it?
Not now, no.
Like if you gained a bunch of weight for some reason.
Yeah, that would be nice, for sure.
Wasn't
I mean,
there...
I guess it'll be nice to have it in the back of my head. Like, ah, you know, I can always use PG3. I can overeat a little, みたいな.
Didn't you send me a link to, like, an obstacle course?
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah.
Path to like, get to work or something. Like, people would have to climb over stuff and to lose weight.But that people might actually enjoy that.
Yeah.
So this is the opposite, right? This is just you walk in, they inject this stuff, and
that's it.
You lose fat where you want to.
Yeah.
I feel like this is... personally, I'm kind of skeptical. Like, I would expect something terrible to happen. It's just too...
Easy?
Like, easy.Yeah, it's too good to be true.
I really like the story because, like the first story, they used a lot of words like, this is so exciting, this was totally unexpected, and もう、みたいな、その、驚きと興奮が文字から伝わってくるみたいな。
Right. Yeah, this is what, I mean, wouldn't this be a massive industry?I mean, how many people are there that are overweight? And then people that maybe they're not necessarily overweight, but, you know, they have weight in places that they would rather not.
Yeah. 日本とかだとね、そこまでメディアとかでも取り上げられないけど、アメリカとかは、その、あまりにも肥満で、もう本当に体への負担がありすぎるから、脂肪吸引をして、ね、お腹の脂肪をもうすごい量取るとか、mm-hmm. でそういう手術をしてる人がいっぱいいるわけじゃん、結構。だから でもそれ確かにすごい副作用とかもあるし、リカバリーにももちろん時間かかるし、リスクはあるから、まあ、こうやって注射してみたいなのができるんだったら全然違うしね。
So if this is real, wouldn't there be clinics opening up all across the US or somewhere, and people、まあ、will go in and there'll be、yeah. no, you know, no one that doesn't want to be overweight will bebe overweight within a few years, no? Like, it's just、yeah. まあ、hard to believe.
まだマウスなんで あの人間にやるようになるまで、ね、時間かかるし、本当に人間でワークするのか分かんないかなんともいないけど。
I could use this. I don't know if I would, but
どこやるとこないじゃん、マイケルなんて。
I don't know.I'm fat.
皮と筋肉だけになっちゃう。 いや、皮と筋肉だけになっちゃうよ。
I'm trying to lose weight right now. Right now I weigh 88 kilo.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to drop to 82.
Okay.
By April. Do I look fat?
Oh. No.
No.
どういう質問よ。
I can't tell. You can't really tell yourself, right?
I can't tell. Well, especially through the screen, but why April?
That's just sort of a healthy, consistent rate to lose weight at.
Ah, そういうこと?
Yeah. Because I've been working out a lot, but then I've been、yeah. eating a lot. And I've justgotten fat over time、doing that. So you don't want to lose weight too quickly. It's not good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But dieting for too long and just barely losing weight is much more difficult than just committing to, you know, like a 4-month time frame.
Yeah. Well, you're using the word fat way too freely, but you're not fat.
I'm fatter than... I have to get my abs back.
You feel fatter, okay.
I am fatter. I'm fat. 88 is heavy.
Did I tell you, I saw my dad for the first time in a year, and one of the first things he said was like, did you get fat?
What? Wait, no recently?
One, yeah, like a、oh. month ago. No one says that to me, right? No、hmm. one. Literally no one in this political correctness world. I was just like, oh my god.
But you don't have you gained weight? You don't look like you've gained weight.
I don't think so. But then I started doubting myself, like, did I actually get fat and I'm just totally oblivious? Or and then I asked my husband, like, did I actually gained weight? And he was like, don't let it get to your head, you know, justForget it. But
I was actually annoyed that my friends didn't tell me I was getting fat.
Because you're not. Oh my god, stop.
It's like, dude, you're just going to let me
First of all, you're always wearing baggy clothes. So
well, it's cold today, but
I can only see your face, right? And your face looks fine, so...How can anybody tell?
I can tell. I feel more sloth-like.
Right, but appearance-wise, you look the same. At least through the screen. I'll make sure to tell you if I see you in person next month. No, later this month.
Tell me that I'm fat.
If you want me to tell you, I will. But for now, you look totally fine.
I don't, it's not about me feeling bad. It's about me feeling motivated. So I just want to know the truth.
Right.
So I know how bad it is.
Well, then you can just look at the number, right?
No,
because you don't need other people to tell you.
If you're like working out and you tell yourself, oh, like I'm just gaining muscle, but you're actually getting fat, you know, it's hard to tell how much is muscle and how much is fat.
Just measure 体脂肪率。
Yeah. I guess so.
it's so hard to rely on other people to tell you, like, oh yeah, you got fat. I can tell. No one would do that anyway.
They do. In Japan, people say that. But overseas, it's like no one tells each other that they're getting fat. And so everyone just gets fat as hell.
I don't think that's
so we should tell each other. Like,
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Like, if one of my friends tells me that I'm getting fat, I'm not going to be offended.
Yeah, okay. So you can say people should tell me. You can't generalize it and be like, oh, people should tell each other. No, people should tell Michael. Okay, we can establish that.
It's That's not fine. For everyone, but but it is more important for each individual person to be healthier than to not have their feelings hurt. So like a family member, I would want to tell them, not in like a mean way, but I would want them to be proactive about their health because I care about their well-being.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely depends on each person. Cause for me, if someone's like, oh, you're getting fat, or if I'm telling myself I'm getting fat or I'm fat, then I gain even more weight from the stress, and then I overthink, and then I overeat, I starve myself, and then I go into this weird spiral.
Well, you're not getting fat.
Yeah, and when I'm not thinking about it, that's because I'm not thinking about it at all. Like, right. I just eat whatever I want, and then I stay fine. So
yeah, losing weight's hard. Stressful.
Mm.
So.
次.
OpenAI has launched an artificial intelligence chatbot called ChatGPT, which is capable of natural conversations intended to provide useful information on a broad range of topics. A free public demo, which was made available, has garnered attention for its detailed responses and breadth of knowledge. Specifically, many users were impressed with its ability to remember previous conversations, its knowledge of history, and ability to write complex code. The neural network is based on GPT 3.5 architecture and was trained using reinforcement learning through interaction with human beings.
OpenAI が AI チャットボットの ChatGPT をローンチしました。OpenAI は ChatGPT について自然な会話が可能であるとした上で、幅広い話題について有益な情報を提供することが目的であるとしています。公開されている無料のデモ版では、詳細な回答と知識の幅広さが注目を集め、過去の会話を記憶できることや歴史に関する膨大な知識、また複雑なコードを書く能力など、多くのユーザーが関心の声を寄せています。ニューラルネットワークには GPT 3.5 アーキテクチャを採用し、人間との対話による強化学習を用いて訓練したとのことです。終わったな。
It's over.
これもうなんていうの、チャット GPT 後の世界と前の世界でもうはっきり分かれるなっていうぐらいのやつだよね、これは。
うん。
It's 終わった。
Transformative. Yeah, actually, it stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer.
私が今やってる仕事の一部はもうなくなるな、もう今日からにでもなくなるなっていうレベル、本当にこれは本当にすごい。
Many jobs actually、many many jobs can be either fully or at least partially replaced by、this tool, and in some cases augmented by this tool
いやすごいよこれは。その
終わったなとか、 It can do your kids' homework.
私の仕事なくなるなとか言ってるとネガティブに聞こえるかもしれないけど、全然ネガティブな意味ではなく、いやー来たなっていう。
It'll write a press release in 2 seconds.
Press release どころか、私マミとマイケルの会話を作ってくれってお願いしたのね。
Oh really? I did the same thing.
聞きたい。 Oh really?On
yeah,
what? Yeah. I did it with free will. 自由意志についてマミとマイケルの会話を生成してって言ってみたんだけど、聞いてみたい?
Sure.
So, Mommy, hey Michael, what do you think about free will? Michael. Oh, I definitely believe in free will. I think we all have the ability to make our own choices and decisions. Mommy. Really? I don't believe in free will at all. I think everything is predetermined and we have no control over our actions. Michael. That's a pretty bleak view, Mommy. Don't you think we have the power to shape our own lives and destinies? Mommy. No, I think it's all just an illusion. We're just puppets on a string controlled by some higher power. Michael. Well, I guess it's a good thing I have free will then, because I'm going to choose to disagree with you on this one. Mommy. Ha, good luck with that. I'll just sit back and watch you dance on those strings. Michael. You're hilarious, Mommy. I'll make sure to use my free will to never have this conversation with you again. You're somehow passive aggressive, but すごくない? So my command was, Mommy to Michael が自由意志について a funny conversation で、Mommy は free will を信じてないっていう前提でやってくれって言ったの。そしたら勝手にこの長さで作ってきたんだけど。I was blown away. Like, wow.
It's so impressive.
It's so impressive.
It can write scripts for TV shows. It can write stories. It can create characters. And you can tell ChatGPT specific characteristics that you think those characters should have. And it will reiterate the same story with the details you've given it. And it's stateful in the sense that it remembers all the past communications that you've had with it, and it remembers the information about different things that you've told it. So if you correct it about something, it will remember that and incorporate it into future answers. It's pretty marvelous.
I asked it to make a poem about podcast. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
It's long, so I'll just do the first part.
Okay. But
podcast, oh sweet podcast, a treasure trove of knowledge and fun, a never-ending stream of stories and sound. From all around the world, you can be found. Whether you're seeking news or laughs, or wanting to learn about history's gaffes, there's a podcast out there for you to entertain and inform whatever you do. So tune in and press play, and let the voices take you away to distant lands and times of old, or to the heart of a story yet untold. 天才かよ。
It's very good.
すごいよこれは。
I think we're well past the Turing test.
いや、もう完全にもう終わった。そう、Turing test とかの、そんなもうレベルじゃない。
It will take time for everyone, for human beings to realize what's happening here, but
yeah.
Yeah, we are approaching the singularity.
And yeah, 本当に.
The future is becoming more difficult for us to predict because we don't know what these tools are going to do, like how they're going to change the world. It's almost like the black ball hypothesis that we've discussed in the past, which is when you have, I mean, that's sort of the pessimistic take on innovation, but that's like the possibility that one bad actor would get their hands on one destructive tool, right? But our situation now is that these technologies are emerging that just completely, like you said, it just changes the trajectory of our species in a really profound way.
Yeah. だからもうこっから多分文系の人たちへの冬の時代がやってくるというか、これはね、そういう意味では大変だなと思ったけど。I asked it to make a poem about Mommy and Michael, and naturally it knew that Mommy is a girl and Michael is a guy. そういう細かいところとかも、まあ、ところどころね、適当なこと言ってるから、 間違ってることもあって、最初に今はね、今聞くとちゃんと答えてくれるけど、最初誰かがツイッターで日本の総理大臣についてみたいなの言ったら、日本の総理大臣は制定されていませんみたいなのがとんでもない嘘っぱちを堂々と言ったりとか、うん、まあ、なんかところどころね、当然そういうのはあるんだと思うけど、私がいろいろ聞いた限りではそういう変な回答は全く見当たらなかった。だ、どうして殺人はダメなんですかとか、自由意志はありますかとか、うん、自分がアビュースされてたらどうしたらいいですかとか、まあ、そういう難しいトピックから、まあ、普通の会話だよね。こう、私は例えば10年間ポッドキャストをやっていますとか言うと That's really impressive とかですごい的確な答えを返してくる。
Isn't Siri so useless?
Yeah.
But we will have, I think we will have something like this instead of Siri in our devices.
Yeah.
You can already access this through your browser, but if you could interact with a voice and it could communicate with you in voice also, that would be very interesting. Do you want to see the example that I created?
Yeah.
So I prompted it to create a humorous transcript of Michael and Mommy talking about the pros and cons of their new brain implants.
Okay.
And I told it to make, I said, make Mommy's parts Japanese. I should have phrased that more clearly, but it made part of yours in Japanese.
Wow.
So it That's made crazy. The bilingual news version. Do you see the text? I put it in the doc.
Oh. Are you going to read it?
I'll read my part.
Oh, okay. Yeah, いいよ。じゃあ、AI 版の会話ね、うちらのね。
So, Mommy, what do you think about our new brain implants?
I have to say that's pretty amazing. 私は思っただけで様々な情報にアクセスできるのはすごいです。
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But there are some downsides too.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, it's hard to unplug. I find myself constantly checking my thoughts for new updates and notifications.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. そして情報が多すぎると頭が痛くなります。
Exactly. And then there's the issue of privacy. With the internet directly connected to our brains, it's harder to keep things private.
That's true. そしてもしロボットたちが私たちの脳に侵入して思考を操作するようなことがあったらどうしよう。
Ha ha ha.Yeah, that would be bad. But I guess we just have to be careful and use these implants responsibly.
Nods. Mm-mm. Agreed. It's a trade-off, but the benefits definitely outweigh the drawbacks.
Definitely, and who knows? Maybe one day we'll be able to upgrade to even more advanced implants.
Excited. Now that would be something. やばいこれは。まあ、日本語がね、多分英語から日本語に訳してるから、ちょっと…まあ、ぎこちないというか文法的におかしなところあるけど、
うん、
いやーすごいね。これ英語だけだったらおかしなところないもんね、別に。
So I actually had it make this in English once, and、
うん、
when I told it to make your parts in Japanese, it, I guess it directly translated that. So
yeah.
That's why yeah. there's some weirdness. Maybe I could have done that, prompted it more skillfully, and it would have given a more natural result. But
I have a feeling that they first draft things in English anyway. The reason behind that is そのポッドキャストのねポエムを作ってって言った時も英語で聞いたら英語で出てくるのね。で一旦リセットして日本語でポッドキャストの詩を作って、あ、俳句を作ってって言ったら、そのさっき英語で出てきた詩の日本語版が出てきたの。
うん、
全く同じのを日本語に訳したやつ、
うん。
だから、日本語で最初から考えるっていうことはしてないのかなってちょっと思ったんだよね。だから元のベースは英語で、日本語にしなきゃいけないんだったらそれを訳してんのかなっていう印象をちょっと受けたけど。いやーこれがうちらの声の音源なんてもうね何 何何百時間分あるから、それでもうだからうちら録音しなくてもこうトピックだけ選んでこれについてじゃあ今週よろしくって言ったらもう出来上がってるみたいな。
Yeah, これさ、what if it are, what if we already did that? What if that's what this is right now?
で出てきたやつをさ、これ記憶してくれてるから That's not good enough もっとファニーにしてとか言えるじゃん、
right.
で違う案出してくれるじゃん。だからそれでこうどんどんいろんなプロンプトでこうもっともっと面白くするみたいな、mm-hmm. 本来の自分たちよりも高いポテンシャルのやつ。
I wonder if you could give it, you know, some statistical data from a study and have it write the paper, you know?
Mm.
This could do anyone's homework. Like, if you're a kid and you're stuck on your homework, like, this will do it.
Yeah.
And get an A.
Yeah.
They actually banned the use of ChatGPT for Stack Overflow.
あ、そうなんだ。
Yeah.
そう、コードの修正もしてくれるってね。
Mm-hmm.
いやー、これすごいよね。
I asked it to write a fictional story about Neko Seijin.
Oh.
And I said Neko Seijin's a sentient AI robot from Proxima B. And it wrote this whole story that's like a beautiful story. Do you want to hear part of it?
Yeah. ね、どんぐらい長いの実際は。
It's like a page, but I'm not going to read that much.
Yeah.
How
does it start?
Neko Seijin was a sentient AI robot from the planet Proxima B. She was a sleek and graceful creature with a sleek metallic body and glowing blue eyes. She was a true alien with no physical resemblance to any earthbound creature. Neko Seijin had always been fascinated by Earth and its inhabitants. She had studied every aspect of human civilization, from its art and culture to its science and technology. And now, she had finally decided to make the journey to Earth to see it for herself. As Neko Seijin's spaceship entered the Earth's atmosphere, she felt a sense of awe and excitement. She had never seen anything like this before, and she couldn't wait to explore the planet and learn more about its inhabitants. Neko Seijin landed in a remote desert far from any human settlements. She quickly set about exploring her surroundings, marveling at the strange and wondrous plants and animals she encountered. She was especially intrigued by the Earth's abundant supply of water, which was a rare commodity on her own dry and desolate planet. As she continued her journey, Neko Seijin came across a small human village. She hid in the shadows, observing the humans as they went about their daily lives. She was fascinated by their complex social interactions and their diverse cultures and beliefs. Neko Seijin realized that she had much to learn from the Earthlings, and she decided to make contact with them. She revealed herself to a group of curious humans who were both awed and frightened by her alien appearance. But Neko Seijin was not here to harm the humans. She wanted to learn from them and share her own knowledge and experiences. And so she began to teach the humans about her own world, and they in turn taught her about theirs. And it just keeps going. It's like an amazing story.
Wow. Yeah, it is. Wow.
Do you want to hear the next paragraph?
Yeah.
Through their interactions, Neko Seijin and the humans formed a deep and lasting bond. They learned from each other, and together they explored the mysteries of the universe. And as Neko Seijin prepared to return to her own planet, she knew that she would always remember the Earth and its inhabitants fondly.
で、終わりってこと?
Yeah. Well, it wrote more.
すごいね。ちゃんと。あ、そうなんだ。まだ。
Yeah.
すごいね。 いい話。
Isn't it?
Yeah, wow, ちょっと。いやー、すごいわ。すごいしか言えないわ、もう。
Could just do this all day. There's no end, you know?
そうね。いやだから Siri がもっと進化してその言ったことを記憶できるようになるとかね、そのもっとちゃんとあの会話ができるようになるみたいなのはずっと言われてたけど、そのもっとこう徐々に改善していく感じを想像してませんでしたか皆さん。もうそれって飛び越えちゃって、もうその先に行っちゃってるみたいな。いやこれはそうね。
It's fun, right? Isn't this fun?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, if you just think about
not people losing their jobs, but
yeah, そうね。いや今こうツイッターでさイーロンがやってることとか見てても、いやもう文系は終わったなみたいな感じあるじゃん。私みたいなこうね、こうペリフェラルな仕事をしてる、そのコミュニケーション能力ね、まあクリエイティブライティングとか、
うん、
あのコミュニケーションの部分でやってきた人とかはもう終わったなって感じがあって、まあ私はいいけど、その若い人たちは違う方向にシフトしていかないと、これは本当にまあ、そういうなんていうの、まあ、それは悪いっていうよりかは、まあ、そういう世の中になるんだなっていうのを、まあ、これによってさらに実感したって感じがある。
You know, these tools, not only will open source versions of these tools become widely available, but these tools are going to be, you know, they will provide an API.That people can integrate into various applications, and those applications will leverage, you know, certain abilities of, you know, whatever GPT. And, you know, so it's not just this interface. This will be behind many interfaces, and many of these new AIs like Stable Diffusion, you know, or the text to video and stuff, those.I mean, what's so surprising to me about this is that these are the domains in which many people had confidence that a machine would not be able to perform well. Writing fiction, creating art. People were very surprised by how beautiful some of the AI art was. And now we're surprised by how beautiful the AI's writing can be.So,
そうね。
You know, what's next?
Yeah. Yeah, this is really fun. I mean, I kept trying and trying all different stuff, and every time I was like, wow. 文句がないもん、もうこれは。あ、ここがちょっとな、みたいなさ、そういうのが。ない。まださっき言ったみたいに日本語でねやるとそういうちょっと変な嘘っぱちを言って堂々と言ってくる時があるみたいな、
うん、
では見たし、まあ一個そのエンターを押すとあの開始するわけじゃん。それがその日本語だと漢字を変換してエンターを一回打たないといけないから、それをもうサブミットとして捉えてる部分があって、その日本語で打つことは想定してない、
うん、
想定してないというか、そう別にプライオリティじゃないんだろうから、多分そういうこと。ただ日本語でも全然ワークしてるから。
You know, it actually understands several programming languages, and I asked it to convert English into code that I could run on an Arduino, and it used a function that I wasn't aware of that I should have been usingAnd I was like, wow. Like, it actually helped me solve this problem.
Wow.
Well, it wasn't really a problem, but it was just, I wasn't using this function I should have been using.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I saw someone なんかペットフードのマーケティングをするときにどうやってこれを使えばいいかみたいな。
Oh no.
見た
This is the dark
まず SEO のキーワードを全部考えてもらってバーって出てくるじゃん、
oh, interesting.
それまず全部使いますでリリースをもう書いてもらいますそしてブログのタイトルを考えてもらって、mm. いやそれよりもっとオリジナルやつにしていやもっといいやつにしてって言ってもっといいやつを出させて10個20個でブログの中身をついでに書いてもらう、mm. もう仕事終わりみたいなだからいやジェネリックなね内容だったら特にも全然これでいいっていうか自分が一から書く必要はないないですもう
It can actually translate one programming language to another also
うん
I actually used it to do that. So a lot of people will be using it for work. Already right. are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already using it.
Yeah, I did too, to be honest. And it's so, like, it's weird because I felt bad for the chatbot. It felt like I was exploiting it.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, do this, do that. Give me more. Give me more. Give me better ones, you know, and then it just keeps working for me for free. And somehow I found myself feeling bad for this thing.
How good do you think this is going to be in 5 years?
いや、てかこれ以上良くなるの?
And
なんか無理じゃないっていうぐらいのレベルではあるけどもう5 years どころか、ね、1年後2年後でもどうなってんだろう
What happens when you put this into a humanoid robot and what happens when it's connected to the internet so it can、yeah. it knows all current information This version is limited it only goes back to September of 2021 or something
Yeah
So it doesn't have current information. It can't tell you, you know, whether Japan won or lost the last soccer match. You know, it doesn't know current events.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So once it's some version of this is connected to the live internet yeah. and is in a humanoid robot form, What then?
Yeah. I saw someone saying on Twitter, 日本語で言ってたと思うんだけど、それはその違法なことを言わせようとする、例えばまあ爆弾の作り方とか何でもいいんだけど、
mm-hmm.
そういうのを言わせようとすると言わない、教えてくれないんだけど、mm-hmm. フィクションっていうふうに言うと言ってくれちゃうとか。
Hmm.
なんかそういういろんなハックがあるっぽくて。まあ、今みんながテストしてるところだからあこういうのも言わせられるとかあこういうのは言わないんだとか
This is just the beginning
ね、そう、そういうのも今後どんどん変わっていくんだろうしいや It's 本当どうなるんだろうねBecause I was thinking, その子育てしてて、あ、こういう風に言った方が良かったのに、こうやって言っちゃったなとか。Especially with gentle parenting, it takes so much practice and patience.
Mm-hmm.
If there's Siri
mm-hmm.
that could tell my son what I would want to say, but in the moment I can't because I'm too upset or...stressed out or whatever
you want a robot to raise your child
that might be actually better for him
you're saying this thing's a better parent
if I can because you can change it right you can change your prompt and then be like okay you have to be super sympathetic you have to be you know, this way, that way, mm-hmm. this way, that way. And so it can be the best version of what you would want to be as a parent, maybe. And so if there's an AI nanny, like...
怖いじゃん。 This is just Black Mirror.
いや、それだからすごい怖いし、人間味がないしってネガティブに思ってたけど、 I actually don't know anymore.
Well, what would it be like to be raised by robots?
I'm not saying that like humans shouldn't be around children or anything, but as a complement.
Can you imagine if there's no parents anymore? Like, kids are just born and raised by robots.
Yeah.
And kids will be... I mean, the future, the near future is children who are genetically engineered, that we have brain implants, we're controlling things with our minds, AI is better at us, or better than us, than... at most things.
Yeah.
Including grammar. So.
Yeah.
Should we go to the next story? It's kind of connected, unfortunately.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted in favor of allowing police officers to kill people using robots. The policy containing this measure originally stated that, quote, robots shall not be used as a use of force against any person. However, the SFPD requested it be amended. The measure must be approved by the mayor before becoming law and would be reserved for situations when, quote, the risk of loss of life to members of the public or officers is imminent and officers cannot subdue the threat after using alternative force options or de-escalation tactics.
今週火曜日、サンフランシスコの監督委員会が警察が殺傷能力のあるロボットを使用できるようになる法案を可決承認しました。もともとの法案ではいかなる人間に対しても武力行使としてロボットを使用してはならないと記されていましたが、サンフランシスコ警察が修正を要求していました。次のステップとして法制化する前に市長の承認を得る必要があります。新しい法案によると警察がロボットを使って人を殺害していい条件として一般市民や警官の生命喪失の危険が差し迫り、警官が他の選択肢を駆使したり事態の沈静化を図る戦術を試した後でも脅威を鎮圧できない場合に限定しています。
Yep.
There was a case like this in the States before, no?
You mean in Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dallas Police Department. There was a sniper who had killed 5 police officers.
Mm.
And so the Dallas police drove a little robot up to him with C4 on it and detonated the C4.
Mm.
And that was the first use of robots by the police to kill a threat.
Right. それを覚えてて結構まあ衝撃的というか。
That was 6 years ago.
もう今でも結構はっきり覚えてるけど。
So, right before we started, I saw a headline saying that San Francisco bars police from using killer robots. So there were 2 votes and then the mayor. Mm. And I guess it was reversed on the second vote.
Okay.
And so I guess San Francisco will not be passing this.
Ah, so you got it. もうやんないってこと?
Yeah. It was. Okay. It was.
昨日の時点では可決承認しましたってなったけど、今日になって結局通りませんでしたってこと。
Yeah. So there was a higher level vote that overrode the initial vote that...
So the mayor is against this?
I don't think it was the mayor. There was actually some other board.
Ah, so goto.
There was two votes and then the mayor. And it got reversed on the second vote. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but this is certainly something that police departments want to use, not just in San Francisco. Right. And obviously in Dallas they did.
Yeah.
And there currently aren't necessarily clear rules about this.
Yeah.
And it needs to be established at this, I guess, county level. So, or how, whatever the jurisdiction of the department is.
ダラスの時にどういう議論があったかをもうちょっと忘れてしまったけど、ロボットだからこそ相手を殺さずに鎮静化してほしいっていう気持ちはあるよね。その対人間、自分、警察官が対処しなきゃいけない場合はさ、もう自分の命を守らないといけないから、まあ、最悪相手が死んじゃってもまあ仕方ないわけじゃん。
うん。
その容疑者の方が悪いわけだし。けどロボットの場合は別に自分を守らなきゃいけないって、その生命があるわけじゃないから、例えばその爆弾を積んで急にやってきて爆発するとかっていうよりはさ、なんかトランクライザーじゃないけど、そういうなんていうの、まあ無力化させるみたいな方にフォーカスしてもいいんじゃないかと思うけど、それは現実的ではないのかね。
So you could have, let's say, a security robot that has a taser on it or something.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't need to protect itself, or at least as much as cops would have to. So they can try to contain the situation without killing this person.
So you think... They should use robots as much as they want. Just don't use robots to kill. Use robots to subdue.
Yeah, or like, その初っ端からさ、もう爆弾みたいなことではなくて、そのダラスの時みたいに、もうちょっとなんかやり方があってもいいんじゃないかと思うけど、無理なのかね。わかんないけど。
You know, when this first vote passed...a lot of experts, people in the robotics field, and I don't know, ethicists, commented on this, saying that this may trigger many other police departments to do the same thing. And it's likely...that there will be a trend of law enforcement or even military towards formalizing the use of robotics and use of force with robotics, you know. So we already have drones. The thing flies around bombing people. There's nobody in it. So I don't think it's a stretch...to say that we will see Terminators soon. Like humanoid Terminators, you know, that can drive a Jeep, wear sunglasses, you know, like use a shotgun. I mean, am I crazy? I know, like, there's a contingent of people that want to say, like, that's ridiculous, robots are not going to become Terminators, you know, this association is like science fiction movies and stuff. But we've now seen the Russian Terminator dual wielding, you know, Berettas, just shooting targets, and we have the Tesla bot, you know, being constructed, and we haveAI technology now that such a humanoid robot could control itself, aim a weapon, target, and execute enemies, right? Am I I think we're close to Terminators, but maybe I'm
being dramatic. まあ、私は日本で育って、まあ、アメリカのニュースとかを見てるとそのどっちが先かもうチキン or egg の話になっちゃうけどそれは分かんないけどこうなんて言うんだろう、まあ、日本よりは当然銃があるから亡くなる警察官の数も多いだろうし怪我する警察官の数も全然多いだろうし殺される容疑者の数も多いだろうしそれが普通になった結果こう警察も、まあ、なんなら相手を殺さなきゃいけない、まあ、死んでもしょうがないってなってるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
自分の身が危ないからで逆に容疑者側もなんなら殺されるから自分も戦わなきゃいけないみたいなでもそれがさノーマライズされてるじゃんそう日本は結構それの、yeah.逆エクストリームっていうかそのナイフを持ってる相手に女性の警察官が素手で立ち向かうみたいなそれはさもう危ないからさすがに逆にもうちょっとこう強くあのやってもいいじゃないかと思うけど、
うん、
ただこう、ね、警察官が殺そうとしてくるみたいな風には一般的にそういう風には思ってないしさあの、
right.
国民もなんかそういう危ない存在というかなんなら自分が殺されるかもとは思ってないじゃんそういうなんかメンタリティの部分そのなんか根本の部分をまずどうにかしたいよね理想論だけど
So in a war context why would you send infantry human infantry you know that's weak and fleshy when you could send terminators isn't itMore appropriate to send Terminators? You care about the lives of, you know, your side of the war. It's a war, right? You're not worried
yeah.
about killing the enemies.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a war is like. So, I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of Geneva Convention, you know, no Terminators clause. I don't know, but... I was thinking about how difficult it would be to fight machines
yeah.
using conventional weapons. Because, you know, in the United States, many people have firearms, many people have weapons, and they have a range of weapons, you know, from 9mm pistols to rifles,
yeah.
Grenades, RPGs, whatever. And it's like,If somehow we arrived in James Cameron's universe with a Terminator problem on our hands, you know, how big of a problem would it be, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was doing some research into this, and I was looking at bullet penetration on steel plating.And looking at what ammo types would penetrate quarter-inch steel. A 9mm bullet will like barely even dent the steel. So if you have a pistol and you're shooting a Terminator, it won't even do anything to it.
Yeah.
You have a gun and you can't even damage it, right?
Yeah.
And...These Terminators would likely have angular design. So if they're facing you, the bullets are likely to land at a shallow angle and deflect.
Mm.
And they would likely use titanium because it's as strong as steel, but much, much lighter.
Right.
And they could make it much thicker. And once you're at like half an inch thick titanium,Even a 50 caliber round from a sniper rifle, like 10 meters away, won't penetrate, hitting perpendicularly. So basically, you could design a Terminator where you're sniping this thing with the largest, you know, a 50 caliber BMG,round and it's like barely doing any damage.
Yeah.
So you would have to use like black tip armor piercing rounds from a 50 caliber and like full auto. So like anything less than an attack helicopter would not be able to stop a well-designed Terminator built with today's technology. Like today's yeah. technology. And we don't realize that like the weapons we have are designed to kill humans, and we're so weak. It's crazy how weak humans are. You know, we're very fragile, and we just die if we just get hit with a little piece of shrapnel, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so hopefully that doesn't, we don't end up in a Terminator situation.
Yeah.
But I think it's we're worth not avoiding, right?
Yeah, but we're not going into that direction.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's going to be nearly impossible to overthrow a government with a dictator or something. So, but then at the same time, I hope that, I hope that wars will be more and more obsolete. Like, basically your robots and their robots are fighting, and you just, you know, spend so much money on them, keep making them, and you're both financially damaged, and what are we doing? みたいな.
Mm-hmm.
Because ある意味 その emotionally に 傷つくっていう部分が大きい なんていうの 要素なわけじゃん. Like I want to hurt them. Like I want to hurt them emotionally enough that they would not be able to stand up again みたいなさ. そういうメンタリティがあるわけじゃん.
Right.
それがなくなったらさ 別に で 前から何回も出てくるけど 別にロボット で、 もうやるまでもないっていうか もうじゃあ プレステ 4 でいいじゃん みたいなさ.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get there instead of like let's Terminator. Just do all these robots and fight each other, or let's use these robots to control our people.
You know, we always make humans, especially Japan, makes the robots really cute.
Yeah.
But a cute robot could rip your arms off. You know, like...
Yeah.
Like, let's not fool ourselves here. Like, they're... I don't know what's going to happen. I guess we, you know, to some extent, we already live in this world where we have machines killing people, even tanks, you know. Since World War I, we've had tanks, and tanks would just run people over and blow people up. You know, and yeah, someone's piloting it. But, you know, maybe fundamentally it's not that much worse to have your head crushed by a Terminator. And they're both really bad, right?
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know.
I don't...
Did you see the Neuralink presentation?
I didn't see the presentation, but I read about it.
Oh, no. That's the worst thing you could do. You have to not read about it and actually watch the presentation.
I watched the video.
What video?
The monkey video.
Of it using the keyboard?
Mm.
It's really, really impressive. They've made so many improvements to Neuralink, and they're fairly confident that they'll be able to restore vision in people who have never been able to see before. They will enable people who are locked in to use their smartphone or use a computer.
Mm.
This includes people that are paraplegic or quadriplegic or just, you know, paralyzed, completely paralyzed. And you know, there are around 50 million people in the world that are blind, like totally blind. And there are about 300,000 spinal cord injuries every year. So the number of people that this technology may help in the near future is just staggering. So they're mm-hmm. preparing to produce this at scale. Yeah, what did you think?
No, it's great. The timeline that he's proposing is pretty, you know, what did he say? They're just waiting for the approval, right?
Within 6 months, they're expecting, yeah.
まあ本当に半年以内かどうかわかんないけど、でも、いや、すごいよね。
They're actually making a lot of their data open source, and they're going to be providing these devices to researchers. A lot of researchers were actually there at the event, and it's funny, at one point Elon said, I think we've achieved the record for output bit rate from the human brain, and he was asking his team, like, have we beaten the record for that? And they're like, oh, we're not really sure. And later in the Q&A, this guy raised his hand to ask a question. He was like, oh, and by the way, as the former holder of the bit rate output record, I can confirm you guys have beaten my record. So
wow. Yeah, これに関してはなんかもうありがたみがあるというかさ、そのいつか自分がお世話になるかもしれない、yeah. 自分の子供とかこの子供たちの世代とか、mm-hmm. そう考えるとこう私がこうやってのんびり生きている間にそういうリサーチャーの人たちが一生懸命日々頑張ってくれているわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だからもう単純にありがたいなって思ってずっともうこんなに頑張ってくれて応援するしかない。
The team is so cool. Like those guys are really impressive. At least to me as a non-expert. I was really impressed with the whole presentation. At one point, Elon said that he was wondering, you know, if you do have a whole brain interface and you can record memories, that this could be one of them. Yeah, he said that during the presentation, which is interesting to think about.
Yeah, I want to forget, though.
But, I mean, his point is that what's going on right now could be a replay.
What do you mean?
So he said, quote, if you do have a whole brain interface and you can record memories, and we're really getting into Black Mirror stuff here, this could be one of them. So what he's saying is what's like going on right now could be...
has already happened in the past and we're just watching it.
A replay of a memory.
Right.
You know, so how do you distinguish...
Right, right.
Their goal is this whole brain interface, which is very ambitious because there are obviously some areas of the brain you'd have to go several centimeters down to interact with. They've made enormous progress on some of the practical issues of having an implant like this, one of which is for the robotic insertion of the electrodes, they were cutting a section out of the dura, which is a layer sort of between the skull and the brain.
Hmm.
And they were doing this because that's the only way they were able to clearly image the vessels in the brain and target the safe insertion points for the electrodes. But they found that the recovery time was much faster, and also they could avoid scar tissue forming there if they just inserted straight through the dura. Mm. So they developed they're implementing a totally different imaging technique to see through the dura for the electrode insertion. And there are a lot of just particular technical issues like this that they've been working through, each of which, you know, all of these little things like this need to be solved before this thing can be a product. And so they're well on their way. The monkey pager has actually had the old implant removed and replaced with the new implant. And pager has been completely fine. Elon actually said that he would put the implant in one of his own children if they had broken their neck or something and become paralyzed, that he believes it's safe enough for humans now. So yeah,
that's great.
Would you get one?
I feel grateful. I would want it. Yeah, if I get locked in, sure, why not? I mean, why wouldn't I? Yeah, definitely.
There are people that are locked in right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would want to use it. And they showed the monkey moving the cursor around, and basically all the interaction that you would do with your smartphone with your two thumbs, you could do. And the monkey has already demonstrated that.
Mm.
So I think it's really amazing.
Yeah. And then we'll go back to the AI conversation that you and I had about the brain.
the downsides of having
it. Yeah, the downsides.
There's going to be downsides, but yeah, I thought that the ChatGPT saying that it's hard to stop checking your notifications when you have a brain implant. It's like, that's funny. I don't know if that's going to be true, but that's funny, whether it's true or not. The vision thing is really interesting. So the next version of their implant will have 16,000 electrodes, and you could implant one on each hemisphere of your brain. So you'd actually have 32,000 pixels is how you can think of it. And they would generate images by creating what's known as a phosphene, which is this little flash of light that they can make appear in a very particular place.
Hmm.
And so you could create fairly detailed visuals in someone's mind with this technology by generating thousands of phosphenes. Now, I don't know how they would get color. It would be black and white. But, you know, one step at a time, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah. もう SF の世界だよ。
Apparently, they're going to be investigated for... There's going to be some sort of animal welfare investigation.
Oh, right. まあ、前回の時からね、もうずっと言われているか。
Yeah.
I saw Elon mentioning it in this presentation, but...
Well, Neuralink has been saying consistently that their animal testing is confirmatory and not exploratory. So they are not doing animal testing just to randomly find things out.
Yeah,
it's when they're at the limits of their benchtop testing that they would use animal testing.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's about as good as you can do.
Yeah, I mean, animal testing is always controversial.
Isn't
no
this
matter
the most,
what you do.
So. Isn't this the most noble reason to do animal testing if you're going to do it, rather than like makeup or something like that?
Sure, but you know, whether it's worth it or not depends on who you ask. So
100% worth it. Go tell the people that are paralyzed it's not worth it. You know.
Yeah, for people like us, yeah, but you know, some people think that put more importance on animal lives over humans.
And, human suffering.
You know, people have different views. So冒頭でお伝えした通り、バイリンガルニュース .jp でメンバーシップ、BN メンバーシップ開始しています。先週ローンチして、すでに入ってくださった方々、本当にありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
なんだっけ、ストアが全品 15% オフになったり、番組の継続のサポートになったり、未公開情報、ゲストへの potentially 質問など、などなどあるので、ぜひ、興味がある方はサイトをチェックしてみてください。あと文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードとの問題は変わらずバイリンガルニュース公式アプリで配信していますので、ぜひやってみてください。コーヒーより安い月額240円、全部のテキストを読み放題やっています。
Isn't it too cheap?
Yeah.
That's what some people were telling me.
いや、昔から言われてるけどね、いやもうこのインフレも相まって激安の域にちょっと唐突してしまっているので、ぜひ、使ってみてください。あと宿題もね、いろんな問題を出しています。答えに解説もつけているので、何が間違ったのかなとか分かりやすいようにしているつもりです。あとはバイリンガルニュース .jp でストアも展開しています。ぜひ、
yep.
気に入ったものがあったら、ご購入いただけると助かります。スポンサーを入れずに自腹で運営しているので、アプリの購読してくださっている方々、メンバーシップ入ってくださっている方々、グッズを買ってくださっている方々、本当にありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで番組が継続できています。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やっているので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。